This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I am Ira Flatto. A bit later in the hour, it's our annual bird show, including a report on the Audubon's Christmas bird count. So if you have any bird questions, get ready for us. But first, we're going to talk about this British and European astronomers who are anxiously waiting word about the fate of their Mars probe, the Beagle 2. The European Space Agency's Mars Express was launched in June on a six-month journey to the Red Planet. Its mission, to orbit the planet, take images of the surface, and piggybacking on the Mars Express was the Beagle 2. Now, that's a British-built lander scheduled to be released from its mother craft and scheduled to parachute to the surface of Mars on Christmas morning, UK time. And its mission was to search for signs of life. Well, the Mars Express successfully entered into Mars orbit, but mission scientists were supposed to be hearing radio signals already coming back from the lander, but so far they have heard nothing. Has the Beagle landed? Have scientists given up hope so far? Joining me now to talk about the mission and the mood in Great Britain is Tom Clark, science reporter for Channel 4 News in London and a Science Friday alumnus. Welcome back, Tom.
Hi there, Ira. How are you?
What is the mood over there?
Anxious times indeed. I think you hit the nail on the head. We await with bated breath. The scientists spoke this morning saying that they're still waiting for a bark from Beagle, but there has been none so far.
And so it's been, what, 24 hours now overdue, something like that?
It's been over 24 hours overdue now. They expected to hear from it at about 8 in the morning on Christmas morning, when the Mars Odyssey spacecraft, that's a NASA space probe orbiting Mars, was meant to relay a signal from Beagle 2 back to Earth, back to JPL in California, and they were going to call London with the good news, hopefully, that it had landed. That call came, but they hadn't detected any signal. And then later on in the day, yesterday, about 10 p.m. London time, they used the Jodrell Bank radio telescope, which is a big radio telescope dish they have in the UK, and they pointed that at Mars to listen for Beagle's faint signal that by that point couldn't be relayed by satellite, so they were looking for it direct, but again, they heard nothing.
But the Mars Express is orbiting the planet successfully.
Mars Express is still getting into its proper orbit. It's certainly following its normal mission as expected. It's expected to reach its sort of scientific mission orbit on the 4th of January, when it'll start doing its science. And once it does, it will be able to connect with Beagle 2 if the spacecraft survives landing and is actually there, and we just haven't been able to detect it yet, or the team haven't been able to detect it.
So there's that hope that the Express may pick up the signal.
I think there's still many options. They've got many options to detect it before January 4th. They're looking again tonight. As we speak, Mars Odyssey is flying over Beagle again. We're expecting a call to the mission control here in Leicester in the UK at about 7. So all the journalists here are looking forward to that, as well as I think the public who are following this quite closely,
right,
to hear if Odyssey spots it. If it doesn't, we've got another go with the telescope tonight and tomorrow. The Stanford University radio telescope in California is going to pitch in and start helping looking for the lost Beagle on Mars as well.
And this really is a first for British science, is it not?
Very much so. Britain's played a very, very involved role in space missions, both American ones and European ones, with small instruments going on spacecraft and launching satellites and things. But we've never been to a planet. We've never even orbited Mars before, let alone land on it. So this was it was a big day for British science, and even if this mission does end in disappointment, and it is too early to tell right now, that we got that far, it's been a big boost. I mean, the feeling really is here that a lot of people didn't realise Britain could do this and go this far. So it's, I think, been a real boost for space scientists in the UK, and they're certainly very proud of what they've achieved so far.
Certainly, and if the orbiter successfully achieves its orbit and successfully carries out its mission, that will be a success too, would it not?
Well, the orbiter in its own right is a top class mission. I mean, Mars Express is one of the European Space Agency's flagship missions, and it's shared between all of the members of the European Space Agency. It's a mission that's sort of an upgrade of the Mars Odyssey spacecraft that's orbiting right now. It's got a high resolution camera on it to study the surface features of Mars to get us more information on those gullies and things like that. Evidence for past water. It's got a radar that might be able to penetrate 5 kilometers deep into the Martian soil and maybe teach us, you know, if there is water underneath that soil, as many scientists suspect, whether it's there. It goes a bit deeper than the Mars Odyssey one. So Mars Express is going to do some great science, and so will Beagle 2. If Beagle's there and sending out a little ping that we just haven't heard yet, Beagle's going to do some good science too, hopefully.
And what will Beagle do? It's, give us an idea of the size and what its mission is.
It's pretty much exactly the same size as a dustbin lid, a trash can lid, as the Americans would call it. but it operates more like a pocket watch. It's a clamshell design that pops open. That could have been, they think, one of the reasons for its undoing. If it landed on a rock or something there and can't get its clamshell configuration open, it can't get its solar panels up, which powers the battery that feeds that antenna that beams the signal. But the design is a simple design, but it's, you know, for a small thing, it packs an awful punch. It's a real Swiss Army knife of a science experiment. It's got about six instruments to do, you know, a full suite of Martian geology.
And so how long do a mission specialist or the mission scientists, how long do they give it to see if it's going to be working or not?
Well, until Mars Express comes online, they're certainly not going to start giving up hope. Mars Express is the only thing orbiting at Mars at the moment that's dedicated to look for Beagle 2 and hear its homing signal and relay its information back to Earth. So not until about January the 6th are they going to start, you know, really feeling that maybe the mission is lost. But even between now and then, they've got lots of shots at it. But, I mean, I think if it is open, if its solar panels did open and its battery's getting charged, it will still be operational in March. So if there's some kind of communications problem, it could still be going. They're going to keep going until about March before they completely give up on it.
Well, we hope for good luck to you because, I can imagine. I know what excitement the early days of space here were in America, and to think maybe you're pushing the Royals off the front pages of the British newspapers with a science experiment.
There was rumor here the Queen had mentioned it in her speech that there were two. The Queen records a Christmas message for Christmas Day every year. There was rumor that she'd recorded two versions: one to include mention of Beagle, saying congratulations, and one to not mention Beagle. We haven't been able to confirm if that's true, but it would have been wonderful. But indeed, Beagle did bump the Royals off the front page. But you know what? I mean, we're used to disappointment sometimes here in the UK. We can handle this kind of setback. I mean, you think back to the days of Scott not quite being the first to make it to Antarctic and Shackleton not quite being the first to circumnavigate a pole. We've persevered in the face of disappointment before, and I don't think this is going to set British scientists back one bit. And I think they'll just be planning for the next attempt to get back to Mars, I think.
If I can coin a British phrase, keep a stiff upper lip, and we'll be keeping pulling for you, Tom.
We're doing just that, Ira.
And have a great holiday and a Happy New Year to you.
And to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tom Clark reporting from Great Britain, a science reporter for Channel 4 News in London.